T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Gary Fensick at 4 o'clock, one of the most interesting former Bears to possibly talk to about what's his perception of the job that Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy are doing, the fire Nagy chants that have become a phenomenon, organizational restructuring, what's going to happen this offseason. We'll talk to all of it and more with Gary Fensick. But Shane Reardon offends our sensibilities sometimes, but we love him. The listeners' sensibilities often, but I think most of them love him. And now he's done it to his neighbors. What did you do, Shane?
Let's first start off with the qualifier of I am a very good neighbor. I'm quiet the majority of the time. I used to throw more parties. When I do, my friends are older now, so it's more tame. I have multiple outdoor cooking apparatuses. Apparatus that I make more food than a single man can eat. So I bring my neighbor's food in Tupperware, whether it be ribs or salmon or pulled pork, whatever, brisket.
That is a beautiful gesture. Now, when you say neighbors, are you in an apartment building with other, that what you're talking about, within your building or literally next door?
I am in a like 9-unit or 12-unit 3-flat where there are 4 quadrants and 3 stories, but then basement unit, but we don't care about those people because they're too poor to afford a unit not in the ground.
Yeah, garden unit
people. Yeah. I am the first floor, got a nice front porch. We've talked about that before. I've got a dog. A lot of people in the building have dogs. So I took the liberty and got a little trash can with a lid on it and a foot pedal thing for people to put their bags of dog excrement in that can before they go into the building. And then I throw it out like once every week or so when it gets full. Today, got a note on the door heading into the lobby of the building that says, please throw away your dog's poop can off of our front porch. I have witnessed multiple people with dogs in this building using the can. So I'm guessing it's one of the trolls that lives in the garden unit that stays home and plays video games all day. They're in their mid-40s. There's like 3 of them that live directly below me. 3 40-year-old dudes living together in a basement apartment unit.
Hey, those are all my bandmates. You leave them alone,
probably,
man.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was offended by the note.
Dogless 40-year-olds.
Because I talked to everybody in my building except for those guys below me.
They're
talked to everybody.
Limpers. Those guys are probably limpers.
Probably. If you've got a problem with the communal dog waste bin, because we don't have a garbage can within 100 feet of our apartment building, and the dumpsters are in the very back of the building. If you got a problem with it, say it to my frickin' face. Say it to my face, and then we can address it that way. Because everybody here is benefiting. It doesn't smell.
Was the note directly, was it on your unit alone?
It was on the main glass door of the building.
Okay. But was it, so you
seem to be
taking it
very personally. But the can is on my front porch, because the can's on my front porch.
Uh-huh.
And the note says, remove your dog waste bin from our porch. It's not how it works. Everybody's using it that's got dogs.
Yeah, so I mean, it depends how combative you want to be in your response.
I think you know the answer to that.
Right. Well, so why not just leave the bin out there and then put a new note that says it's our dog bin? Like, you know what I mean? Like, multiple dogs use this bin. We can put it up to a vote for the building. You know, is there a condo association?
I don't want to be that democratic. As you guys know, I don't really care about the government. I think there should be less government. So if one person is angry enough, I'm going to remove the bin. and I will just make the trek to the back of my building.
But that is bowing down. That is bowing down to the loud minority. That's not like you.
Like I said, I am a good neighbor, and if it's making somebody angry, I don't want someone living there. It leaves me open to having other bad things happen in my apartment.
Well, listen, it is deeply unpleasant to walk by dog crap from various days within the last week all gathered together in a bin on your way into your apartment. I can see how that's deeply unpleasant. Is there a place that you can move it which is out of nasal range for those neighbors who are going near it?
No. Okay. No. The front porch is small enough to where it's just, you know, two porches on either side of the front door that belong to the people on the first floor.
Could we put it with any of the grill apparatus?
No, that's on my back porch now. I moved that stuff.
Yeah, so can't join
the apparatus. So there's really no solution here except, hey.
What about at the bottom of the steps, like towards the gate, closer to the sidewalk?
Because that's close to the sidewalk, and that's more visible to passersby, you know? Well, I care about people walking the neighborhood, too. Like, it's not approved for garbage cans down there. Yeah, I'm not looking for a solution here. You're rolling over on this one very easily. I'm not rolling over. I'm venting the sheer fact that I'm friendly enough with the majority of people in my building. If you got a problem with it, just say, hey, Shane, you mind moving the can? We're kind of getting tired of looking at it.
Yeah, that is super passive and non-communicative and pretty lame in that regard.
I deal with enough passive aggressiveness in my day-to-day life here that I don't need it from my neighbors.
You're telling me. I know who you're talking about, Danny. It really is. It's unpleasant for them, but how often are they walking by if they're in their 40s just playing video games? For band practice? Is that when they're doing it?
I don't know. They put up like flyers in our little lobby for like people to play Dungeons and Dragons with them. I honestly want to fire those virgins into the sun.
Hey, the Bears signed one of those guys today. See that?
I saw that.
Bears signed
a virgin.
They signed a virgin. And I didn't know that AC
Little
Green
inexperienced
was,
for my taste.
Didn't know that AC Green was still playing. Oh, that's good. Your line is better. Little inexperienced for your taste.
Speaks, can Danny even really comment on the front porch poop gate? As a guy, when he lived in the city, let his dog pee on his balcony dripping down into the neighbors below him?
No. Danny's dog owner indiscretions within city limits are legendary and really unrivaled, frankly.
Aw, thanks.
Yep.
Gary Fensick. What an intro segment to Gary Fensick, one of the smartest and most accomplished Bears of all time. Please, Gary, take a job advising the McCaskies. We'll ask him next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.